I have to twitch and check. Unfocus!
All right. We are back.
We're back with Unfocused. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 256.
Yes, this is the Combusken episode, and Combusken is the young foul Pokemon.
Whoa.
That's creative. Wouldn't have
expected
that.
New.
Right?
Foul? Who uses that word?
You know, that's some British shit.
Oh, is it? Shit.
To call a bird a fowl? Like,
yeah.
I'll never call them that.
I don't even know where that comes from.
Whenever there's words that I know are English and I've never used them, I assume they're British.
That's a good one.
Fair assumption. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, we're back for Unfocused, episode 256. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Where you can go and follow and subscribe and chat with us and just chill out. Or you can watch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yeah, 24 hours after the podcast, that will be out. So you can like, comment, subscribe there, and recommend your friends to us. Yeah, real quick, TechScare is asking my beer of the week. I'm having a Von Ebert Black Pilsner. These are kind of rare. They just started doing them lately, Black Pilsners. This is a little bit dark tasting, but still just like a lager beer. Yeah, I like this
Calpico.
One. Calpico for AJ. Next is going to be Calpico and Hennessy for him.
Whoa.
I don't know. That sounds bad, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway,
this is vodka, you know, this goes there.
That's safe. For real. All right, that
maybe
being
some
said,
gin.
Oh, yeah, I can see it because the botanical kind of flavors, too.
I don't know.
That being said, I'll kick you guys off with my Unfocus Week if you don't mind, AJ.
Go for it.
All right, I've been reading a lot of comics.
Oh, shit.
I know. I've been starting to read my first Batman comic all the way through. Like, I've read Batman comics, but I've never read a whole arc.
You read them, but you never read them.
Yeah, exactly, man. You get me. That's why we do this shit.
Yeah, that's why we do this.
But yes, there's my Batman comic. I'm reading Black Mirror. It's by Scott Snyder. It's actually
wasn't that
about
a movie?
No.
Black Mirror?
That's a show. Yeah,
show, my bad.
Unrelated, sadly. But yeah, it's kind of telling you when Bruce Wayne was away, when Robin had to take over as Batman for a while, he's getting used to it. It's really dope.
Damn, Batman took a vacation?
Bro, he didn't want to, but he did, you know?
Shit.
He started a company called Batman Incorporated.
What the shit?
It's a long story, man. It's a long story.
What happened to Bruce Wayne Incorporated or Wayne Enterprise?
Nah, bro. Fuck that shit. Batman Incorporated. See, I've been reading that. It's pretty deep, pretty interesting. Very good detective work type shit. Also, I've been reading this Wolverine comic. I think I showed it off maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
It's the one with the slash through
it. With the holes in it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just interactive and it goes through and all that shit.
It's a pop-up book or shit, right?
You know, it's a very bloody
I think that's what I wanted.
It's a bloody pop-up book, yeah. but yeah, this is something I've been reading. This is a really good introduction to Wolverine. If you've seen, like, the X-Men movies, and you want to know what the difference is between the comic movies and the movie Wolverines, I would recommend reading this because it kind of shows you like just how he is. Not too different from the movie, but there's just a little bit more personality there, a little bit
like
more.
Like what he does on the weekends.
Yeah, there's some of that's there too, you know? It's mostly drink. You know, that's the main thing. But yeah, it's really cool. This actually has two stories in it, two unrelated Wolverine stories in one book. And I'd highly recommend it to someone who's trying to get used to it. But yes, that's one thing I've been checking out. Also, our buddy Drew, one of our tournament buddies that we play with every Sunday, was nice enough to send me the complete series of Batman Beyond. He's asking me if I wanted it. I was like, yeah, I like Batman Beyond. He sent this to me. Yeah, it's pretty dope. It had the
Blu-ray,
whole series.
Blu-ray, right?
Blu-ray, yeah, which I needed, you know? But yeah, it has the whole series here in a box. It also has these cool-ass lithographs. You can't really see the effects here. But it shows him fighting, like, different villains with the moving hologram looks to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I give it that 3D effect.
Yeah, they're pretty dope. Yeah, and they kind of fit the show really well. I always like the futuristic look of the Batman Beyond series. So, yeah, it's a real cool present from him. Thank you. It's just a nice act of kindness.
Now, most people need two eyes to see the 3D effects.
Is that how it works? Is it, like, if you're, like, a pirate, that's just not a thing?
You might be able to make sense out of it, but not too well.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the other thing I've been checking out. Otherwise, I've seen some cool-ass movies. I just finished that Magical Detective Fate Stay Night series I was telling you guys about a few weeks ago. It was like 13 episodes. Just finished that. I also watched a crazy-ass horror movie called The Others, which I'll talk more about later because it connects to my news, surprisingly. Look at these random coincidences. Other things, I saw the movie called The Art of Self-Defense.
Oh, you saw that? I saw that a while ago.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Bro, that is so fucking weird, dude, right? That was so weird. It was good, but I was like, I did not think this is the kind of movie this is going to be.
Like, at the very end, it takes a whole like a flip. Was like, what just happened?
The last 30 minutes were like so dark. I was like, oh shit, this is real now. Okay. Yeah. So The Art of Self-Defense, I highly recommend it. I'm not going to say anything, but it's...
No, you can't.
There's a lot of weird shit going on with it.
It is such a twisted, like, and it's supposed to be like a dark humorous movie as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, dude, I love that you saw it before we can actually talk about it. Like, that shit tripped me the fuck out, dude. It's funny because there's something that happened in the beginning. I called it, and then as the movie went on, I forgot that I called it, and then they called back and I was like, oh, I was fucking right, I forgot. Like, so that's a good movie to me. It makes you think you know something, and then you think you don't, and then you do.
Yeah, Taichi asking if that's the Jesse Eisenberg movie. I think, is that who the
That's him, right?
That's his name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's him.
The dude that did the network, what's it called?
The Social Network.
The Social Network.
Yes, that's him, yeah.
The Facebook movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude. So yeah, same movie.
Lex Luthor, yeah.
True, yeah.
He is that guy.
He is. But yeah, so yeah, good movie. You guys check it out if you haven't already.
Yes, sir. One last thing. I finished Castlevania. Fucking dope. Not a cliffhanger, but I do want more. That was really good. Very dark feel of it. Dude, it's crazy to see American animations can do such cool-ass fucking shit. Like
Avatar Last Airbender.
It's literally the second thing I can think of after Avatar The Last Airbender. I mean, I kind of don't count the DC animated movies. They've been around for a long fucking time, so those are obviously pretty sick. But
The Dragon Prince.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It didn't hold my interest like Avatar did, but it is good. I do like Dragon Prince. But
I want to watch it again.
I should give it a fair watch through the whole first season.
I've been wanting is like something else to watch again that I haven't watched so many times. I haven't figured out like what do I want. Like, I'm always doing shit, and like while I'm sitting here doing shit, I'm like, I want to watch something, but not really watch it.
You guys should watch the new Fruits Basket.
Oh,
but you have to already did it. That. Oh, you already did it. Oh, you told me. That's right. I'm about to start watching it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Dragon Prince.
By the way, new season's about to start for the second season of Fruits Basket.
Dragon Prince is most of the writers from Avatar.
Yeah, half of the team is the same, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I saw the first three episodes. I did like it. I just didn't really... It didn't grab me like that Last Airbender did.
I don't know why you didn't like it.
I liked it. Just didn't... You know, Last Airbender for some reason kept calling me. But, you know, I gotta watch it. I'll finish it. But, yeah, Castlevania is the craziest thing I've seen since Last Airbender for American animation, besides the DC movies. Yeah, highly recommend that shit. Later on, I'll talk about the... I guess I could talk about it right now. The scenes in that... I mean, no, I'll wait till I can find you a clip to show it to you, AJ, and then we can talk about it. Because I told you about the little cameos, I think, from other video games are happening in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that already.
Yeah. I want to actually bring up the video now that I've seen it and, like, show you the clips and see what you think of them. Because you might know some. But we'll do that later. Otherwise, I think that basically covers my unfocused week. That computer development show I told you about, Devs, is fucking nuts. I don't want to tell you what it's about, but... They're trying to develop some futuristic shit. That's on Hulu if you ever want to watch it. And yeah, that's my unfocused week. AJ?
Smash. Soul Calibur. Mm-hmm. Played something else.
Forgot about those. I played those too.
So I've been playing a lot of Tetris 99 because Kay was playing it and he brought it to my attention, like tickets and all that and like backgrounds. I was like, what is that exactly? So I actually paid attention to it this time around. I figured, oh yeah, they gave you daily missions. You collect tickets throughout the game, just some type of virtual currency throughout the series, you know, throughout the game. And there's a free version and there's a paid version for it. Free version is a simple, like, Tetris 99. You play against 98 other people, right? But as you're doing that for your daily missions, you can... What you need to do to collect tickets is certain things, right? Certain missions. Which is, like have, like... multiple KOs in one round or throughout that as you play, you know, just gather up KOs or certain number of lines. Yeah, T-spin was one of them. Had to T-spin 5 times in a day. So I was doing shit like that. And you only get like, if you're playing the free version, you only get 2 missions a day. So every day I was trying to play a little bit of Tetris 99 and try to complete those missions so I can get tickets because I saw one thing I wanted and it was a Splatoon background. So I was like, I want this Splatoon background. And it was the most expensive thing. It's like 30 tickets. So I was like, all right, I got to do this. So I did that throughout the weekend and all that. And I had like 20-something tickets to begin with when I first started it. And it took me like, you know, a couple of days to get 30 tickets. And I finally got it. Completed my mission.
30. How long would it take to get 30 tickets, for example? Like,
Well, you get like one ticket or one ticket per mission. You only get like two missions a day. So it'll take like 2 weeks, 15
okay.
days, right?
That's dedication. That's the math, okay. right?
But I already had 20 tickets from previous playing randomly. So it only took me like 3-4 days to get the rest of the tickets I needed. I think I had like 24 tickets to begin with. I think I skipped a day. I'm not sure. I was so mad when I figured it out too. It's like, damn, I think I skipped yesterday, but I don't even know what day it is anymore. But yeah, I did that, and yeah, it was just fun. I got like third place. The highest I got was third place once. That's I was like, fuck.
That's pretty good, though, isn't it?
It was so crazy because I was just playing. I was kind of zoned out, and all of a sudden, I was top 10. I was like, oh, shit. And that's when pieces start fucking dropping, like, fast, where you have, like, no time to think about where you want to move. You just got to put it there right away.
So the jump between top, like, between that and the top 10 is, like, a big jump, basically.
Yeah,
so
I forget where it's at, like, 20, 15, or 10, somewhere up there. That's when the pieces start falling like crazy. Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. And, like, I didn't know I made it this far, so I really had to, like, focus. And I was in a good position, but shit was just dropping so fast that I just had no time to think about it. And then there's two other people with me at the very end, and, like, they start throwing garbage at me, and I fucking just, I was out. I was like, damn. So I got third place. That was cool. But yeah, Tetris 99, did that. My niece hit me up again to play some Splatoon, and I only played it for like 5 minutes, and that was it. I was like, what the fuck? Why did we go through all this? Just to play like one or two rounds. And then, but yeah, I've been playing some Splatoon. Every time I'm playing with my niece, if she wants to play, I'm trying to like level up other items just so I can lock all the little slots on my items and all that and then start rolling for shit. What else did I play? DDR. Something else that I tried. Oh, yeah, that's one thing I want to talk about. So I got the GameCubes. I found the GameCubes in the garage.
Yes,
I brought them out so I can fix them, right? You see them right there, right?
Oh, you brought them to fix them?
Yes.
Oh, shit. The drive, right? The drive is the problem.
Yeah, remember, because the disc,
it would stop spinning.
It won't read. It will spin, but it won't read.
Oh, okay.
And like the issues or the problems, the way to fix it, the solution was to either clean the lens or open it up and mess with the potentiometer or whatever.
You told me this. Yeah, you told me
something
about
like that.
Yeah,
I forgot what it's called now. Anyways, so I went for it, and I took one of the GameCubes out, and I plugged it in, and it worked. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did it work straight up, no problem?
Yeah, the disc was in there. It spun it. It read it, and the Game Boy Advance thing worked and everything. I was like, oh, shit.
What?
But I didn't have a Game Boy game in there. And I was like, okay, it's working. I'm going to leave it on. Let me go find a Game Boy game real
quick. Golden Sun?
And I went to go. I can't find it. I need to look for it. And I came back, and I found, I forgot what I found. I found something though, and then I was like, okay, let's put it into the Game Boy Advance slot on this GameCube, and let's go into the reset GameCube or the Game Boy Advance stuff, and let's play. And it froze, and I was like,
what?
Huh, okay,
why?
That's weird. I don't think it just froze. You know, systems freeze,
like,
right?
Regular freeze, okay.
Yeah, just a regular freeze, right? So I turned it off, and I turned it back on, and it wouldn't come back on.
What?
Yeah, power light comes on and all that, but nothing comes on the screen. You know, the little GameCube, you know, thing dropping, all that doesn't even happen anymore. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, that system's always been tricky, because I remember them saying cleaning the lens, which obviously I didn't get in there
properly. I didn't even get to that far.
Yeah, but,
to do that.
But I remember other times when I thought I'd fixed it and I'd get it working for a good while, and then, like, let's say I kicked it or something, like, ah, fuck, let me go turn it back on, then it wouldn't work no more again. Like, I was like, it was always a little glitchy like that. Once you got it and, you know, something happened, it was not going to work anymore. Like,
I haven't tried it again since, but I want to try it again.
After this?
Maybe tomorrow, I don't know, but I want to try it again. And then the second GameCube, though, because we have two of them, because I know I bought one off eBay one time for, like, I don't know, like $20 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it had the same issue, wouldn't read the disc either. But anyways, I tried that one, and yeah, it still is the same thing, won't read the disc. And I was going to go in and start opening it up. My first thought was to, like, let's just switch pieces around or some shit like that.
Yeah, find the parts that work.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Then, but I don't have the right tool for it, so which sucks. And so I need to do that. One thing I did switch around body parts, actually, I did this too. I have a PS3 controller, and it had this white one that I had forever, but spilt something on it one day, and it stopped working. I only had it for like a month when that happened, too. It's like, fuck, this white controller that I spent money on, this doesn't work now. But I had it like just the older PS3 controller that originally came with my PS3, and so I took the guts out of that, and I put it into this.
Wow, and it worked?
I don't know. I haven't plugged it in yet, so I have no clue.
That's dope.
But hopefully it does. That's one thing I did, too. I did a bunch of random shit. I started putting together one of my other models. And watched a lot of Doug, Disney's Doug. So what's funny, because again, this Doug series that I'm watching is the Disney version, because Disney bought Doug from Nickelodeon at some point in the mid-90s. And I finished the first season, and a lot of episodes a lot of them, not a lot of them, but there's a few episodes that seem very similar to Nickelodeon episodes, just slightly tilted. Like, there's this one episode of Nickelodeon where Chalky cheated off of Doug's test, and they were both in trouble because, like, you guys' tests are very similar. What's going on here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And another episode was just like that, but it was the other way around where Doug cheated off of Chalky's test. Yeah, so it was weird. It was like, you guys did this already.
That is weird.
And there's a couple other episodes that were very similar like that. Well, like, you guys did this already. It's a little bit different, though. And then also, I was realizing throughout this first season is Doug's kind of a dick in this series.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of does some shit sometimes that is just like, really? Like, you weren't like this before, like... Why are you like? Eventually, he comes to like a point at the end, like, "Oh wait, okay, yeah, I was being a jerk."
You know what? I think I do remember that. I remember the first season of Disney's Doug, and he was kind of off and kind of mean and shit.
Yeah, like he'd be
he didn't make good decisions. I do remember that. Like, him and Patty weren't that cool.
No, they're cool throughout the whole thing, but there's a couple episodes where they're fighting over something.
I was gonna say, I remember Patty really not liking Doug because of some of the things he was saying, like, or things he was doing.
Yeah, there's an episode where he completely tries to be like Roger. Because I forget what his mindset was on that, but he's like, that's what I gotta do. I gotta be like Roger now. And he became a total douchebag throughout the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, this is odd for Doug here. But I mean, it's still Doug, and they're slowly bringing back some characters and all that. Mr. Bone came back, which is quite kind of funny. But it's still a good time. It's still Doug. One thing I noticed too is that in the original Nickelodeon series, every episode had like two episodes in it. So, like, at the halfway point, you get a whole new story. They don't do that anymore in this one. It's just one straight up, like, just 30-minute episode. Like, there's no two different episodes in one. I think that's about all I've done other than that, though.
Okay. Well, that being said, let's jump into some news. Don't forget, guys, also Twitter, AdamFocus28. Instagram, AdamFocusPodcast.
Subscribe to Apple Podcasts or just subscribe to the podcast wherever you can for the audio version, or just go to youtube.com like I was saying earlier, / Unfocused Podcast.
And if you got questions or things you want us to talk about, maybe things about previous episodes, email us unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Tech called my GameCube a one-hit wonder.
Damn, son.
This is the news. The news.
I prefer one hitter quitter, you know. Because I'm still. All right. First thing is actually pretty GameCube related. I got a picture for two and everything.
Oh, but, shit! GameCube related.
Yeah, there's an SW dock port. It's an SW dock power bay made from Brooklooks, and they make little like side items for the Nintendo, and like kind of like Mad Cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason these guys are, I'm bringing this up. I usually don't like third-party things, but one thing I've noticed a lot of people saying is that their switches don't go into the port without getting scratched sometimes. Like, people have problems putting them into the Nintendo fashion port without them getting scratched. These guys have made a version
For the Switch, okay.
Yeah, for the Switch, yeah.
Okay.
These guys have made one that puts yours in, charges it, and puts it into the TV on big screen.
Nice.
At the same time, it has a GameCube look to it.
It's surprise, got motherfucker!
Oh, fucking wrong
it's
one.
True. I'll try to send you a better link right now. But yeah, it's a special port that charges it. Yeah, I do want you to see it because it's pretty cool.
Well, what's it called?
SW Dock.
SW Dock.
Yeah.
.com.
Nintendo Switch. SW Dock Power Bay, sorry. And then, so it's a cool way to put it on there. It does not scratch your screen at all. None. That one.
This one down here?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it doesn't scratch your system. And it also adds two ports to put GameCube controllers into. So if
that
you wanted
is sick.
To, I know, right? And it's got USB ports as well. It does charge your system while it's on the big screen.
I like this shit.
I know. I usually don't even talk about third-party shit like this, but this one looks so cool.
Oh, it's made by Brooke. That's awesome.
Yeah, I said Brooke.
Brooke also makes, like, the boards we use in our arcade sticks.
Oh, okay. So more trustworthy. Accidentally, endorsed by Unfocus. And so it's only $55 when getting a new charging port from Nintendo is $90.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't even come with, like, cool shit like a GameCube without their
own.
No,
nothing extra, dude. And so... You guys can get this after the day it'll be available is not clear, but it will be available in June, they promise.
Wags figured out his password, or he made a new user account. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, shit, looks like a new account. I see a 2 on there, a strong 2. But yeah, so keep an eye out for this. It'll be available in June. I will update you before it comes out because I do think this is a really cool invention and it's a nice little extra.
I want to get this for sure. But I also remembered I played ARMS.
Oh, how was it? Tell me about it.
The free thing is probably already done with. It was pretty fun, actually. It was a slow pace type of game, I would say, but I had fun with it. What I liked about it, too, is that you can use the triggers for your left and right like punches.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. I don't know. It was a good time. And I was playing like the story mode. And after a couple of matches, you get these like this random mode with it. One of them was like volleyball. What was the other one? I don't remember the volleyball one because that one pissed me off. But remember Tekken Ball?
Yeah, of course.
Or is it Tekken Ball?
Tekken,
not bull, but ball. Yeah,
Tekken Ball.
Where it's volleyball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember.
It's like the same idea. So if the ball fell on the floor, then you get like pushed back and you'll fly back and all that.
Yeah.
But you got to use your attacks to hit the ball over the net. So it was that same idea. And that was fun. But like, I don't know, sometimes you hit the ball and it just wouldn't go over. It kind of just spin in the wrong spot. It's like, what are you doing? So you had to punch with the other arm. But yeah, it was fun. I liked it. Not enough to go and buy the whole thing for $60 right now, but but it was a good time, though.
It was a good start, okay.
Yeah, so definitely not mad. Like, if someone had it, like, you know, at a party or some shit, I'll be like, oh, baby, down. Yeah, I know how to play this shit. It was cool. Anyways, I can't remember too much to say about it, but it was fun.
All right.
Anyways, I like this shit, though.
I know, dude. I want one. It looks pretty. $55 is nothing, dude. And it's got USB ports. There's even pictures of it being, like, of you inserting it.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yo, can you play this? Like, can you, will the screen light up from this?
Yeah, the screen will light
up.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that's the projection to the big screen.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it will, because it's charging it. I hope that answers your question.
I'm kind of down for this.
Dude, we can go half on it. I would love to get that.
Because I want a dock for my room, though.
Oh, okay.
So I have one out here, and I have one over there. I'll probably keep this one over here, though.
You buy one, and we'll split the other one if you want. I'll buy the other one, and we have two spots. But, all right, other news real quick. Seven Deadly Sins, the really popular adventure action anime, is actually finished. The manga ended abruptly a few weeks ago, chapter 346. It's not that it didn't finish. It definitely covered all the bases. I haven't read it because I don't want to read it because I watched the anime. But it's over, meaning there's probably only two more seasons left of the anime. So a lot of people are upset about it just because they didn't want it to end and it ended kind of quickly. Like, oh, you know how it happens. It's probably like a Yu Yu Hakusho ending where it's like, oh shit, things are kind of fucking happening quick, and oh, they're at the final villain, and all of a sudden they were, and then it was over, you know? And
yeah.
So some people said, I'd like to hear anyone's reactions that watches it or reads it, and let me know what you think, but I don't know, don't tell me any fucking spoilers, I don't want to know what happens, I just want to know what people think about it, because from what I heard, the manga was on a pretty good ride right now, and everyone was loving it, and then all of a sudden it's over, so are people mad, are people cool with it, send us an answer, you know, if you can, email us on infocuspodcast@gmail.com. But for me, it kind of makes me happy to know that there's an ending in sight. Okay, I know it's unstable, goddammit, but I want to watch it in the anime. It's so
dope. You little bitch, read the manga.
Yeah, one of our subscribers are telling me, but I really like the anime. The art's so good sometimes. I know they got shitty moments, but overall, the big fights are always sick. Like, and it reminds me of Slayers. I want to take my time with it, you know? But yeah, it's over. If anyone wants, the first few seasons are all available on Netflix. Do not watch the second season, as they call it, because that's just a series of OVAs that do not affect the plot. So season one, season three. All right, but AJ?
All right, so Sony this week announced their controller for their next PlayStation system, the PS5. And I saw a bunch of weird pictures, people memeing and shit, saying that this is what happened when, was that shit called Dragon Ball Z? Will those two guys get together and become one guy?
Fusion.
That fusion stuff. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's easy enough. But they're showing fusions between the what pad was it? The Stadia pad and a PS3 pad, and it'll form this thing here.
Jesus, is that the controller?
This is supposed to be the new PS5 controller. Now
I don't like it.
Now there was a time when right before the PS3 came out, we were supposed to get this boomerang controller that they showed us, and it ended up not happening at all. We ended up getting the fucking the DualShock.
I remember that shit.
Controller without the rumble,
which
and all
is
that
basically
shit.
Like the old one.
Yeah, which is exactly what it was.
I do think that boomerang was real, by the way. I think that they just backed out of it at the last.
I think they backed out too. I wonder if they're going to back out of this or not. But they have some pretty good details on this controller too. It's pretty much the same layout and everything. It is a little bit thicker around everything though. Like from the top to the bottom, like right below the sticks right there, it's a little bit bigger than the actual PS4 controllers right now. And the grips where you hold on to, they seem to look a little thicker around there too. I'm wondering if they're going with memes and taking into account the THICC thick, you know, to apply to this controller or not. But there is some new features are adding to it, which are like, what are they? Oh, by the way, this is called the DualSense, by the way. So it's not a DualShock 5 or anything like that. It's a DualSense. And then the reason why they call it a DualSense, I'm supposing, is because they wanted to put more focus into sense touch. Like they wanted you to feel the game more. So they have some, they added haptic feedback, which is like a, almost like the HD rumble, I suppose, in the Switch controllers. Also, there's adaptive triggers too. So the R2 and the L2 triggers, they can have like some tension in them now too. So if you're like, they gave the example, if you're like, you know, pulling the string on a bow, like you can kind of feel how that would actually feel like by pushing in those triggers. What else is there that they added? The share button is now a create button.
Huh.
Which is going to have much of the same functionalities, and they'll say they'll give us more details on what that's going to do later on. But it's pretty much the same thing as a share button, pretty much. And then also the logo up in front, your home button, your PlayStation button, is now the actual. It's not like an actual circle with the PlayStation logo now. It's just the PlayStation logo as a button itself.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
So that's pretty cool.
Steve's going to like that, I think.
And it has a built-in mic. I think the touchpad's back. I think that's the touchpad. They brought that back. Built-in microphone is interesting, though. I'm not sure why they went with the built-in microphone. I guess that's cool so you don't have to look for a headset and all that. But the thing I think will be annoying is the clicky-clacky you get when you're, like, using the sticks.
Yeah. I actually like it, but I understand.
So if the microphone's built into the controller, you can just hear that click, 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 click. If you're playing, like, you know, FPSs and all that, which I know use all this. Anything else, though, should be pretty quiet. You shouldn't hear it so much. But I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about a microphone being built into the actual controller. Unless they have some type of tech in there that's going to, like, filter those sounds out. Then that would be cool. What else is there? Oh, yeah. So also, the PS4 had that little light in the back that happened, like, right between the triggers, which kind of tells you, like, what player you are. And it'll glow, like, a different color depending on what player you are and all that. So that was kind of annoying to some people because they got to pick it up and look behind like, oh, yeah, OK, I'm this color. Well, now that light's going to illuminate around the trackpad now, too. So that should make it easier for you to see. It also makes it look a lot cooler as well. What is everyone saying about this in here? There are and they're going to have a hardware mic shut off, which is cool. So they can actually turn off the mic.
TechScaper says as long as it's balanced and connects with the PC, he's not tripping, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's supposed to, the rumor is it's going to filter out everything but your voice. So hopefully that's exactly what it does.
That's pretty cool. That's some tech for you.
Yeah. We'll see. Right. That shit doesn't always work right.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, that's the new DualSense controller for the PS5.
All right. Another piece of news. AJ, have you ever heard of Kingdom Keepers? Does this sound familiar to you?
Nope.
So Kingdom Keepers is some, what are they called? Teen novels that are written by.
I don't read.
You don't need to read. He's just telling you what it, if you know what it is. So it's written, these teen novels written by a writer named, what is her name? Ridley Pearson.
Teen novels, that's too advanced for me.
So check it out. These teen novels, the story is, it's about five teenagers, you know, with attitude, of course.
Of
right?
course, yeah.
They work for the Disney theme park during the daytimes, you know, as Disney workers, you know?
Okay.
And then at nighttime, they fight the monsters and the queens and the monsters from the Disney world come to life in the theme park.
Is this a Disney, like, approved
book? It's a Disney approved book, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And so basically they fight the witches and the monsters from the rides and shit like that. They all come to life and try to take
Disney
over.
Disney does this type of shit. Because they have this show on, like, on the Disney Channel right now where, like, it's like the offsprings of all, like, the Disney princesses and villains and all
what?
That.
What? Descendants?
Yeah. What is it called? Descendants or some shit like that?
Oh, I've heard of it. Descendants. Yeah. I heard it's kind of cool, right? Yeah. I haven't watched it, but I heard of it before.
Yeah. Carla also and her niece, they're like really into it. So like, she'll tell me things sometimes like, okay. Yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That sounds kind of cool, I guess.
But they do shit like that already, so that's cool that there's a book. I wonder if it's connected in any way or if it's just its own thing.
You should actually, let's do some research and talk about that next week, because I didn't even know. I heard Descendants, but I didn't
know.
I'll tell
Carla. I'll let her do the research for me.
Done. What are girlfriends for? My girlfriend gives me a couple pieces of news every week.
There you go.
But yeah, man, so basically, there was supposed to be a movie for this.
Oh, wow.
That was gonna, or a movie or TV series on Disney Plus. Written by Kevin Smith. That's the guy who wrote, Jay and Silent Bob shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's really good. He does a lot of comics. He's done Daredevil comics. Like, he's a good writer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he said recently Disney just confirmed to him this series/movie will be canceled because too many characters.
He is Silent Bob.
Yeah, he is Silent Bob, and he writes it. But yeah, he is Silent Bob.
That's why he's silent, because he's writing.
You know, he's a writer, exactly. But yeah, he said, too many characters, too many licensing, too much budget. Like,
isn't it all like Disney?
It is, but they would would have to fucking animate all these things and or find do the costumes. I guess it's too much work across the board because some of the stories have stuff to do with the Matterhorn Mountain, and that's like co-owned by Disney and somebody else. So there's a few stories in their books that I guess are like that, and they don't want to fuck with that because like, you know, it's too much money, too much work. So he gave us the bad news this week. That story is not happening. Kingdom Keepers makes me kind of want to read the book.
So the book exists, but the movie based off of it is not going to happen. Five books.
Yeah,
that's cool.
They said too much work.
Does he write the books too?
No, he doesn't write the books. That's Ridley Pearson that writes the books. But he was trying to bring them to life. There's even sequel books. But yeah, this is a chance for them to kind of make Disney badass and kind of get kids into it in the Power Rangers kind of way. But
they have Descendants. Kids love that shit.
I guess they
surprisingly
do. This sounds more like towards the teens. I feel like they were kind of like trying to work their way up to something, but oh well. I'm just kind of sad because I love Kevin Smith and I feel like he could have written that pretty
cool. I hope I'm saying the right name. I feel like it's not that.
No, I think it's Descendants. You think it is? I think that's, no, it's, it starts with a D and I'm pretty sure it's Descendants. I've seen Maleficent.
And then Ascendants.
Something like that, you know? But yeah, sadly that's not happening anymore. So if you guys had your hopes up for it, because they've been talking about this for like a year and a half, it's not happening.
Boo.
I know. AJ?
All right, so E3 came out, or the ESA, whoever's in charge and all that, to tell us that they are not going to do anything this year. Surprise! I don't think any of us are surprised.
Only they don't do anything any year, so.
Oh, damn, burn. they were supposedly going to go ahead and do like an online type of thing and kind of show us some shit, but then they're like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're just going to come back next year. They said they're going to... they'll just kind of have a reimagined E3 is what they said. And they'll have, I think they still might do some type of showcase though. So they might have like a small video or something to show some stuff that we're going to show up there. Overall though, just nothing's going to happen. And then next year they'll come back, you know, with the full force reimagine, going to be epic and all that. Who knows? So just look out for that for next year, which we'll see. We'll see what they do. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure how I feel about E3. They got to change something up to make it more appealing.
Yeah, they haven't made me care about it in a long time, bro. A long time.
I mean, I care about like watching it and all that, but going there, like, I don't care about so much anymore.
Yeah, we used to fight to try to get into it.
I've never gotten into it, but
no, because I remember it was funny. Like, we knew E3 went downhill because I think 5 years ago we had a chance to do it if we would have like done a couple more things. I don't remember what it was, but there was something we could have had a chance to do it, and we were just like, meh. Like, we worked so hard for the years before that to get invited to it, to get a chance to get in there.
Yeah.
And when we finally got like an opportunity, we were like, nah, we don't care anymore.
Yeah. Who was it? I think it's someone from Orange Lounge Radio said like they don't even care about going anymore because the one time, or they've been like two or three times, and the last time that they were there, they were so excited to get interviews with certain people and talk about certain things, thinking it was going to be exclusive to them.
Yeah.
When like an hour later, they see it all over blogs and everything and their YouTube videos. Yeah. So it's like, what was the point of me going and trying to get this information from other people when you're just going to put it out in blogs anyways?
I wonder if that's the reason why we kind of got turned off from it. Did we hear what Orange Lounge had to say? Because we used to listen to them a lot. Yeah, it's true. It's like, what's the point now? Everyone can cover it. Live streams are everywhere. You're right. Yeah. Good point, P-Way Steam. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know how to say it either.
All right. other news real quick. I'm going to mention Disney Plus is to release a new special tomorrow. It's a short movie of The Simpsons. And it's called Maggie Simpson's Playdate with Destiny. And it's supposed to be like a little fun short. I think it's probably going to be mostly dialogue-less because it's Maggie Simpson.
Is it a movie? A short movie?
A short movie for The Simpsons. It's releasing tomorrow, April 10th on Disney Plus. Mm. Highly recommend it if you're a Simpsons fan because this one's actually written by Matt Groening.
I was like, say Maggie for a second.
Oh, wow, that'd be fucking weird. He got some explaining to do if that was the case. But yeah, there's even a little message by Matt Groening written on Twitter to like introduce this because he wrote it himself.
It was a short film that played in the front of Onward. Oh, yeah, I watched Onward.
Oh, so I haven't seen... Oh, what the fuck? You should tell
I didn't see that, though.
Okay, so yeah. I guess only cool. If you saw it in theaters, which none of us got the chance to do that. But the message that he gave was, "Greeting, friends. Earlier this year, we made a nifty little short film called Playdate with Destiny. The response was so gratifying, we want everyone to see it at home. So here you go. We're streaming on Disney Plus April 10th. So probably tonight at midnight, probably maybe 1 a.m., actually. Yeah. Because I think I remember when I was waiting for Star Wars, sometimes it was like 12:30, you know, 12:45, not exactly midnight.
Yeah.
So maybe like wait till like 1 a.m. and this might be out. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
See it.
If you're into that.
So this is like will this be one of the first thing that Disney has put out for Simpsons?
I think this is officially the first thing Disney has ever put out.
Has there been any new Simpsons episodes since the merger was complete?
That is a solid, you know, it's a solid question. I think there has, but I feel like they were still written by Fox and they're just now coming out. But you know what, I should look into that. Let me make a note of that.
I'm just wondering
because I don't know either. That's a good question.
I don't know if the quality has changed in any way. Are they funnier now?
I hope so.
Are they more clean? What's going on there?
Yeah, man.
But anyways, this movie might like be a first look into like how it could be.
Yeah, how they're going to handle it. The fact that Matt Groening wrote it makes me happy because he hasn't been writing Simpsons for a while. So. Other thing I want to mention real quick, other piece of news. If you're a fan of Doctor Who and you have not been a fan of the current Doctor Who that's been happening, which apparently a lot of people don't like it, not because it's a girl, because the writing is shit. That's what I hear. But Stephen Moffat, the guy who was writing the modern Doctor Who at first, is coming back next season to write this Doctor. So next season of Doctor Who could be surprisingly better, seeing as how he's a big fan favorite for stories of Doctor Who. So if anyone's starting to lose faith in their episodes or however it's been, I haven't even seen it because Amazon Prime fucking took Doctor Who off. Huh. Motherfuckers, I know, I'm so mad. It's always when you want to catch up that you realize, like, oh, I took it off a month ago. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Yeah. So I'm going to have to figure out some other way to watch Doctor Who to catch up to this. But yeah, like, he's coming back, Stephen Moffat, and he'll be writing our current 14th female Doctor. So look forward to that next year. AJ, you want to throw something out before I do a couple more?
Animal Crossing. So last week I showed off that someone recreated the Legend of Zelda Link to the Past map.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, people have gotten into other, like...
the rabbit hole's gotten deeper,
In a way, almost, yeah. So someone redid Pallet Town.
What?
Yeah. So they even got the Ash Ketchum like hat and all that too. You can create designs and patterns, so I'm pretty sure that's what they did. But they got the whole outfit and all that, and this is pretty much just Pallet Town, like the three houses. That's it. So pretty cool there.
Dude.
And then also someone else created what was the other thing they did that I brought up? I just found it today, right now too, before the show. Oh, Onet. So someone also, there's a video too. Did Earthbound?
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, look, they got Ness with the freaking hat and the striped shirt and everything.
Dude, that Ness is so solid, actually. Dude, that Ness is sick.
How the fuck they get this type of? They must have did some fucking crazy patterns and just put it all over the floor. Fuck.
Is that how? You think that's how they did that?
Because the color and all that isn't like the color you would see the grass and all that. That's
damn,
fucking crazy.
That's dedication right there. Not that people don't have the time.
I know, right? But yeah, so I wonder what else other maps. I kind of want to, as soon as I get Animal Crossing, that's the first thing I'm going to think about doing is recreating a map into the Animal Crossing world. I don't know what I would do, though. Any ideas out there, let me know.
Yep. Okay, my turn for a couple things?
Yeah.
All right, here's one, AJ. You may not like to hear this, man. IDW will be halting on Ninja Turtles. It's not permanent.
That's good because that allows me to catch up if I'm ever going to start.
I figured you might say some shit like that, actually. They're like, cool, I can catch up now, right?
Because I've never actually read any of them.
Oh, man. Yeah, so they don't want to, but they have to take a break because all the writers' issues right now, they have to like not be having people at their job being in contact with other people.
True.
So, yeah, they're taking a little bit of a break.
You can draw at home.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Stop being bitches.
Speaking of, too, I didn't put this as news, but the people that are working on Smash right now, the Season 2 pass and all that, they're all working from home.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't understand why that's so hard when you're doing a job like that. Like, you guys don't have to really be in contact with each other if you think about it.
True, but like if you're in enclosed doors with a bunch of people and they all go different places at the end of the day and come back.
No, I'm saying like for digital shit, why can't you work at it at home? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, they are.
That's so, yeah, and that's
but
what
why weren't they doing that before?
Yeah, how come people weren't just doing? I mean, that's already been a thing for a long time. I don't see why that's been the problem for, especially in animated things that require voice actors. I'm like, why? You know, I don't know. Anyway, that's just me. But yeah,
I can think of a lot of reasons, but I don't want to go into it right now.
All right. One other thing I want to mention. Where should I start? I have a couple things. Okay, I sent you another video, another email. Adventure Time. If anyone's a fan of Adventure Time, I'm assuming this is all happening for exactly the reason I'm talking about. Animated teams can kind of work separately and still put shit out. And people have been waiting for more Adventure Time shit. Guess what? There's a trailer that came out for Adventure Time.
As soon as this ad plays.
This ad plays. And, yeah, there's a trailer that came out for Adventure Time. It's because they're going to have a new mini-series, I believe. And it's called Distant Lands. This is the short that they
put Disneyland?
Out.
No, just kidding. BMO, what?
Yeah, they're funding it. They're producing it. I don't even know who the fuck they are. It's going to be on
HBO?
That.
What the
fuck? No, HBO Max.
My bad, Max, but still, it's HBO.
It's true, yeah.
Oh, that was it? That's all we got, this little teaser?
Yeah, it's a little teaser just showing you that the characters are there. Somebody unfolded. There's actually a lot of new information in that blade that they're showing right there. But, yeah, I guess they're continuing Adventure Time, and it'll be on HBO Max.
Wait, what's BMO?
That's the company doing it.
Whoa, that's also the fucking name of the character.
Wait, is that...
Him, that's BMO.
Oh, why would they fucking... Oh,
yeah, well, see, it's on the side of his body, BMO.
Am I wrong? I thought that was the company they were showing at the end. Maybe
Wrong. Maybe it is, but maybe the company is also, I don't know.
That's why they got into it. They're like, fuck it, that's our boy. Interesting.
Ice King's back too. Did you know Ice King is voiced by the same person that does SpongeBob?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not surprised people from SpongeBob are working on this shit, as a matter of fact, now that we talk about it.
At least this is the voice actor. I'm not sure about the creators or anything like that. But, like, I was freaking watching, because I've been watching Adventure Time a lot lately. And every time fucking he came out, he was like, and he would laugh sometimes, like, laugh sounds familiar but different. And I was like, and it finally hit me one day. I was like, oh, it's fucking SpongeBob, isn't it? I looked it up and it is.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, when's this shit coming out?
We don't have a date yet.
Fuck.
But we got art, so that tells me that not too long, I'm guessing. HBO Max isn't even out yet. So once HBO Max comes out, we can talk about it, probably.
Okay.
But, other things coming out for HBO Max is also the Green Lantern TV show. You know, we don't know what that's going to be about
yet. Yeah, it's not on Cartoon Network, huh?
No,
that's weird.
It's going to be on HBO Max. Doom Patrol, the DC live-action show, is going to be moving to HBO Max.
So everything on DC... streaming service is going there?
Yeah, I feel like that shit's tanking. Like, they're not going to keep it up. I was just offered if I want to renew it, and I'm not sure if I want to. Mm. But there's some shows on there I love, but I'm going to be fucking pissed if I renew it, and then HBO Max comes out, like, a month later or 2 months later, so I'm kind of thinking about not renewing it, you know? But yeah, that's the idea. That's just something pretty cool that's coming out. One last thing I'll say before you go again, AJ. Ant-Man 3... which was a movie that was in question as to when or if it was going to be made the past, like, 3 months ago. But 3 months ago, it was announced by Marvel they will be making Ant-Man 3, and it is on their board. And now we have a writer. Jeff Loveness, one of the writers of Rick and Morty, will be writing and producing this movie. Sorry, just writing. Ant-Man 3, which is untitled for now. I want it to be called Giant Man.
Yeah, right.
Some people want it to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp 2. I'm fine with either of those, but the fact that the guy who makes Rick and Morty is making it makes me excited because we're dealing with dimensional shit,
yeah,
alternate timelines, and time travel. that's Fantastic Four territory.
Yeah.
And Ant-Man would be a great way to start with the Fantastic Four, especially with the Microverse. They have a huge history with the Microverse. So I'm kind of excited with that.
Micro Machines.
Damn, you never know. Crossover?
Maybe.
But yeah, it was originally going to be written by, I guess Ant-Man and the Wasp was written by Peyton Reed. He will be helping for the directing, but he will not be writing it. It'll be the Rick and Morty writer to direct to write the story. So yeah, Peyton Reed's still directing, but Jeff Loveless, writer of Rick and Morty, will be writing Ant-Man 3.
Cool.
Also, one last thing I want to say that I don't think we mentioned. Black Widow is not coming out in May. It's coming out...
Oh yeah, they moved everything down.
Yeah, when Eternals was coming out, that's now when Black Widow's coming out, which is November, late November.
Yep.
Eternals is now coming out February 22nd.
Where Shang-Chi was supposed to be.
And Shang-Chi is now coming out in June 2021. Don't know the exact date, but June is.
But yeah, pretty much everything got pushed down like
one slot,
like a slot over, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only problem here, I don't even really think it's a huge problem, but the only possible problem here is that Falcon and Winter Soldiers is still on slate to come out when it's supposed to come out. I don't know if that's going to get fucked up because of Black Widow.
How things are supposed to be connected?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out, that might kind of fuck up the storyline. But you know, maybe they're not. Since the timeline's off, maybe it doesn't matter, you know? Because Black Widow is way before that actually happens, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm. Well, to kind of tie this in, too, I'll give you... Talk about this other story you gave me. Because it's something I've been trying to do. Because I've been trying to watch the MCU again.
Yeah.
But like in actual timeline order.
Oh, yeah?
So actually, a couple months ago, first movie I watched was Captain America. The first Avenger.
Mm.
And then I went to Captain Marvel right after that.
Nice.
And then I went to Iron Man 1 and 2, and I watched Thor, and I couldn't watch Hulk because I couldn't find it anywhere to stream it. And then I watched The Avengers, and it was funny because where the Tesseract was at all made sense. Like, I remember, like, watching it before, and, like, you know, you see the Tesseract later on in the Marvels, like, actually, wait a minute.
That actually always confused me, yeah. So, like, how does it make sense? Tell me.
Because we first see it in Captain America, right? Because Red Skull had it.
And he drops it in the ice.
Yeah. Later on, Captain Marvel came across it because it was in space with the freaking Skrulls, right?
You mean Mar-Vell, right? Basically.
Mar-Vell had it. That's right. Yeah. Right? And then so the fucking Florgan fucking took it. And then Nick Fury had it, right? Don't see it until... Avengers. It makes sense. Like, it just fucking makes sense.
Oh, it does make sense. So Flurgan copped it up, and that Nick Fury had it since then.
Yeah, he's had it since then. So it hasn't been anywhere else since. And then the next time we see it, timeline order from that, was in Avengers.
Oh, shit. Dude.
So I was like, oh, shit, it actually makes sense.
You know, I remember that it didn't make sense why they had it. When I saw the movie, I was like, wait, why do they have it? I was so confused. I didn't know. I was like, wasn't that, I mean, maybe they retrieved, I think I made headcanon for myself, and I assume that, okay, when they retrieved Captain America, they must have found that shit on the way.
Right.
That's what I was just guessing. But you're right. They had it.
Someone found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is, in between Captain Marvel and fucking Captain America, that is kind of weird. Like, how did Mar-Vell get it?
You know, I bet you there's...
So that part's still, like, a kind of, like, weird. But from Captain Marvel to Avengers makes sense, though.
You know, you want to know something interesting could be? If mutants existed already, for example, what if... Because, you know, that deleted scene where the Hulk tries to kill himself as Bruce Banner, and then he turns into Hulk and spits the bullet out, and he fucking breaks the ice glacier, and Captain America gets broken out that way?
Yeah.
So that can't be too far. Like, maybe, like, 50 miles, 40 miles, something like that, right? So what if the Hulk kept traveling as the Hulk, right, and ran into fucking Wolverine... and fought Wolverine, just like he does in the comic, in that fucking snow area, and they fucking broke the Tesseract in the middle of their fight, and fucking S.H.I.E.L.D. came in and got that shit.
Well, one thing that Steven says, too, is that Howard Stark actually found it, which we see this, and there's a clip of it where he actually does find the Tesseract.
Really?
Howard Stark finds it, yeah.
So, he does?
Yeah.
When does that happen?
I don't remember where that scene was at. But I remember seeing that scene where they're like fishing through looking for Captain America.
Right. And they find
But he actually finds a Tesseract.
You're right. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
But how did it go from Howard Stark to freaking Captain or to Mar-Vell and then put out in space?
you know, they could draw a connection between Iron Man and Captain Marvel that way, that Marvel knew Stark.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, he knew that he knew she was an alien, and he knew he should trust it to her. So maybe Stark, you know, Stark's dad always knew about aliens and shit. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Just an idea. I don't know.
But yeah, that still doesn't. Anyways, so that's the only one. But everything else kind of made sense. But now it's just that where did it go between Captain America and Captain Marvel, like in that timeline? Yeah. That's the only thing about the Tesseract. Anyways, I made it to Iron Man 3 right now.
Wait, Howard worked for S.H.I.E.L.D.
True.
Yeah. Howard worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. So if there was some shit where S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, yo, you have to give that shit to us.
Also, the other thing that was cool too was because in Captain Marvel, they went to the Avengers facility.
Yeah.
And like they went to that one area, right?
Yeah.
That same area was where the beginning of Avengers happens and that whole place collapses. So that was kind of cool to see that again.
Like Project
too.
Pegasus, right?
Yeah, Project Pegasus,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that was pretty cool too.
What the fuck? Okay, okay. All right, anyway, tell us more about these timelines.
That's the timeline that I'm following right now. And that's like the actual timeline order of like how everything chronologically happens. But apparently some people have been bored enough at home rewatching the MCU that they've been making up new like watching orders for all the MCU. Now, one thing that kind of this makes me think of too is Star Wars, the Machete Order. And the Machete Order is like you don't watch episode one, you watch 2, 3, 4, 5, and then after 5, oh no, what was it? The Machete Order was 4 and 5, and then you go 2, 3, and then episode 6, and then so on. That's the Machete Order for Star Wars.
What does that mean? What is a Machete Order? What does that mean?
So that's a watch order you do for Star Wars.
Why would you want to watch it that way?
Because after you watch episode 4 and 5, and you can get the reveal, I am your father. And then you go back, well, where did he come from?
Oh,
so you learn where Vader come from, like, and then you go back to the original trilogy.
That's actually kind of cool. Actually, it sounds pretty interesting.
So that's the Machete Order. And then you skip episode 1.
Yeah, why there's really no reason to watch it.
It's optional.
You can put it
in there if you want to, but most people are like, yeah, you can skip it if you want. It's not going
to
mean anything.
You know, it doesn't really add much to the story once you know that he's Luke's father. Like, Obi-Wan told you the whole thing. Anakin was a Jedi. He's my buddy. I trained him.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't you see episode 1?
And then you go back to all that, and you see, like, how a lot of that happens. So I did the Machete Order before, but these are other orders that people created that kind of just made me think of all that. So one of these orders is the Iron Man cut, where you pretty much just watch everything with Iron Man in it.
You know what? I bet you that could work.
And
I never thought about that.
And I think this is a good order to show people that who just, like, want to see something cool but don't want to see the whole MCU thing because of how Endgame ends. And all that, right?
So you get an end. Like, and take you the whole path of Iron Man, basically.
Yeah, just all Iron Man. So Iron Man 1, 2,
3.
Avengers, Iron Man 3, Age of Ultron,
Civil War,
Homecoming, Infinity War, Endgame. And then if you want to, you
Far
do Far From Home.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I could watch the Iron Man series. I like that.
Yeah.
I might even want to do that since we're in quarantine time.
Right?
I'll just do that. That sounds like fun.
You could do the Captain America cut. Same idea. You just watch
Damn.
All the Cap movies. End it with Endgame.
You know what? I feel like that would even pull you in more emotionally, knowing that he was so far back in the day. He's dealt with all these like ever-growing challenges since the 1950s up till now, you know? Like, that's pretty cool.
The other cut is the Infinity Stone cut.
Oh, I thought you said the Thanos cut.
No, the Infinity Stone cut. And it's pretty much you just watch all the movies that have anything to do with the Infinity Stone. So Captain America, First Avenger, Captain Marvel, The Avengers, Thor, Dark World, Guardians of the Galaxy, Age of Ultron, Doctor Strange, Infinity War, and an Endgame. So that's everything having to do with Infinity Stones.
No,
all the other movies.
No Civil War, huh? Oh, I guess you wouldn't.
No Iron Mans.
Oh, no Iron Mans.
Yeah.
That's right. Interesting. Okay.
So that's an interesting take to go with, too. The Cosmic Marvel cut. So you pretty much just watch anything galactic. Captain Marvel, Thor, Dark World, Guardians, both of them, Ragnarok, Infinity War, and Endgame. Yeah.
Damn, you know.
So everything ends in Infinity and Endgame.
That's crazy that you can just watch that and that's kind of enough. You may not know who the Avengers are, but you won't give a fuck because, like.
Yeah, because you're following this storyline.
Wow. Dude, this is actually pretty cool because I could imagine that being, like, an interesting way to look at it. Like, to them, they know Thanos. Thanos is mentioned in every movie.
Yeah.
We're in space. Like, okay, it all makes sense. When you look at the Earth shit, you're kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you telling me this fool's been running shit for this long? How come we never heard of him? Like,
yeah. But from all the space thing, you're like, oh, I see where he's going.
Yeah, like, we always saw him coming. Like, yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right, go on.
That's a cool way to follow it. The other one is the arc reactor cut. So you just, what is this cut, actually?
Yeah, what does that mean?
The film order. It's the Avengers, Age of Ultron, Civil War is optional, Infinity War, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Thor. So this is like machete order. You see the Avengers, you see Age of Ultron, so you get to know who the Avengers are. Then you go to their backstory.
Oh, and then they give you the movies.
And then, yeah, you see.
Finish it, basically. Right?
Oh, yeah. And okay, after Age of Ultron, you see Infinity War. You see everyone get vanished, and then you get to see who all these people are.
Oh.
So then you go back to their origin stories. Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Thor, Captain America, First Avenger, Guardians, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Homecoming, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, and then you end it with Endgame.
Damn. That sounds epic as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Because you get to see them build up and all of them do their best shit, and then all of a sudden they show up at the end, like, together against him. Like,
yeah.
That sounds like fun, too. Dude, it's funny, because if you show this to someone that's never seen MCU and you just show them one of these strains of movies,
mm-hmm.
it changes their whole fucking look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, very cool.
That's fucking crazy.
I like that. That's badass, AJ.
But yeah, but those are some orders you guys can try out if anyone hasn't ever seen any of the Marvel movies and you wanted to get into it in some way. These are some cool, like, storylines to kind of let them follow and watch. So maybe I'll get my mom into some of these cuts or something like that.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Dude, you can do that. The Iron Man cut is great. Like, just watch the Iron Man movies and then, like, a couple Avengers things. I like that, too. All right. That's badass.
There's a side character cut, which is this film order is Marvel, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Homecoming, Black Panther, Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then Far From Home. So nothing with the Avengers at all. Just watch all
Avengerless cut.
Like, yeah, pretty much. That's funny.
I feel like that would be confusing because there's a lot of talk about the Avengers in the Infinity War and Endgame, and you wouldn't even know who the fuck they're talking about.
I guess that's a good way to get you attached to other characters, not the main crew, and then you get into the main crew shit. You're like, oh shit, it goes deeper.
Interesting.
So maybe it's another way to look at it. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, those are some cool ways to watch it or show friends or family and stuff like that. That doesn't have to entice the whole freaking series. Like 20-something movies, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought that was fun.
All right. That is really fucking cool. Other things to know. Did you know Luke Cage, you know?
I know him.
You know how
I've heard of him.
You know how there's a TV show for Netflix? You've seen
it? Yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen both seasons, right? I've only seen season one. I haven't seen season two. But anyway, you know, what do you call a pile of cats? You tell me. Anyway,
this doesn't work either.
What? Okay. Just Google Luke Cage old costume.
All right.
So, did you know? For a long time, before these Marvel movies took off, like before Iron Man shit, Quentin Tarantino. The first one's perfect. The very first picture, at the top left. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino was planning. That's the picture I sent you. The red one. Tarantino was planning to make a fucking Luke Cage movie.
Interesting.
Not the modern one, like, which in the time he's talking about, they already had the bald modern one.
A mountain.
What do you call a pile of cats? A mountain? Wow. I don't think I was ready for that. That's some real shit.
Was that too hard for you?
That's fucked with my head a little bit. Oh, you're talking about Luke Cage. It just hit me with the mountain of shit right now. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Anyway, but yeah, before Luke Cage, you know, his new iteration was out, you know, with him being bald and like kind of in a sweatshirt and, and metal armbands. That was out. But despite that, Quentin Tarantino wanted to make a blaxploitation Luke Cage fucking movie with him like this. Heroes for hire, doing superhero shit for money. Like, you know, you get like, he's like, I'll save the city for a price. You know, like, he's like, Dr. Doom, no problem, for a price. You know, like, he'll fight, like, he said he wanted him to fight ridiculous supervillains that Luke Cage couldn't even beat. Things that he couldn't normally beat, but he does it. You know, and you're like, and he thought it'd be really interesting and really fun. And then the Marvel fucking movie shit started coming out, and he's like, oh, okay, there's no place for my shit. Even before the Luke Cage show came out, he realized, like, you know what? There's no place for my idea. He also said a lot of his friends talked him out of it. Like, the movie won't make money, one. Like, two, people already kind of give you shit about blaxploitation movies. And, like, three, like, who's Luke Cage? Those are their points, like, you know?
And I feel like he could have done something cool with it, though, because...
No, I agree.
Because of freaking Pulp Fiction. I feel like that vibe could fit with it.
Yeah, and I think, like, and I've heard him mention Luke Cage on, like, Heroes for Hire, like, in random interviews. Like, I could tell he reads, like, some... He used to read Marvel Comics in the 70s. I could feel it, like, maybe not the shit we know, the 90s shit. But when he talks about some of this shit, I'm like, you used to read the old school Marvel shit, didn't you, motherfucker? And he always talks about Luke Cage, how he wanted him just, like, to be a badass, just fucking kicking doors down and, you know, shit like that. And it's too bad that he didn't get to make it, even though I love the Luke Cage we got.
Maybe he could still work with him in some way if they're going to reboot.
I mean, he won't get his old school look, but I would still be down for him to do that, though. You know what I mean? Like, that would be really cool. Because too late now, I look like a damn fool.
Yeah, you know, you already said it, yeah.
You can't do it now, you know? I guess originally he wanted Lawrence Fishburne, as in Morpheus,
yeah,
from The Matrix, to be Luke Cage. And I was like, oh, that would have been pretty cool. I thought it would have been interesting. But yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to do Luke Cage, The Power Man, as his first movie. Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, which would be his second movie, which would be him and Iron Fist. And his third movie he wanted was going to be Shang-Chi, the Master of Kung Fu.
Wow.
He wanted all the 70s people.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, and the three of them eventually are heroes for hire, you know? So I was like, damn, that actually might have been interesting. You know, like, first one's just him, second one's a duo movie with him and Iron Fist, third one's about someone totally different, and they just show up in it, you know?
Huh.
I was like, that's pretty interesting. That's cool.
That would have been cool, yeah.
Thank you for the joke, by the way.
I know, you already took off.
All right.
The one joke this dude said was, what was it? What do you call an alligator wearing a vest? An investigator? Why was six scared of seven? Which I already knew because seven, eight, nine. I had that right in chat before. Yeah. You could put it out there too. Where do cows go on their first date? To the movies.
Stop it.
See, this is what you got to learn now. So when you become a dad, you got all the dad jokes already on hand, you know? At the ready.
Apparently... A lot of his friends, I guess when he brought up the Luke Cage idea, all his friends kept saying, nah, man, it's got to be Wesley Snipes. And that he was immediately turned off of the idea, I guess. And his friends are like, nah, man, not Lawrence Fishburne. Wesley Snipes is Luke Cage. And he's like, no, I'm fucking done with this idea. Like, so that's kind of sad. All right, AJ, you got some news?
Yeah, so Stadia. Stadia is a service by Google. This is that platform where you can play any game, or not any game, but certain games online through the cloud. You don't need a system. All you need is a device that streams from Google's networks and all that. Like a, what's it freaking called? I forgot what their main thing's called.
For Stadia?
Yeah.
Microsoft? No, I'm sorry, not Microsoft.
No, it's Google. Anyways, something that streams from their shit. That can stream their stuff. So what they're actually doing this month right now, because everyone's at home, is they're giving you, what was it? How many free days? If you sign up, you get 2 free months of Stadia Pro with instant access to 9 games, including Grid and Destiny 2 and Thumper. That's 3 games. What are the other 6? And the reason I want to know this, a Chromecast. Thank you, Tech. A Chromecast. So if you have a Chromecast, easily you can start playing on Stadia, as long as you have like a Bluetooth controller or anything that can work with a Chromecast. But yeah, so you can get Stadia for free. All you need is a good internet connection, and you can sign up for them. You can get 2 months for free right now, and then you can play any of those 9 games for free. Any other games you want to play that's available to them, you got to pay for it. What I want to know, though, is... Oh, no. Is it Stadia? Yeah, Stadia has... what's it called? Samurai Showdown. So this might be a way to play Samurai Showdown for free while we can, rather than buy it. But it'll be streaming it over a cloud, though.
It'll be slow.
So there's possibility of lag.
Fuck that.
But Google says this shit's so good, you won't even notice it.
Like that?
Supposedly.
You and I always notice lag, though. So
I feel like we'll notice it, but we also have a pretty sick-ass connection, though.
We do. We do. I never have problems with anyone fighting online these days.
Yeah, so that could be a thing. SiriusXM is also free for 3 months right now, which is cool. SiriusXM does that once in a while, where, like, usually in the summers, well, they'll give you, like, a couple of weeks for free. They're doing 3 months right now, which is pretty cool. But sometimes they'll just add, anyone that has a satellite radio, they'll just give you SiriusXM free for, like, a week or two, just randomly throughout the year, just to get people to use it. Usually over the summer, which I guess is when people are, like, traveling and, like, renting cars and all that. Sometimes when you buy a car, you get the satellite shit for free too, which is how I got it once. I still have it because now I'm paying for it. Anyways, but yeah, Stadia, if anyone wants to try it out, go to stadia.com, go sign up. You can download the app on Android or iOS. You can even play it on your phone too if you wanted to. Desktop, laptop, one of those, what do they call it again? A Chromecast device. And yeah.
All
right. One thing though, that right now by default you are stuck to 1080p rather than 4K, which shouldn't be a problem for most. But I'm pretty sure you can always change the settings if you wanted to.
All right.
But yeah, something to try out.
We have to try that. I want to play that fucking Samurai Showdown. I want to get good at that.
I want to see if we can play it on that though. Right. Anyways.
All right. So check it out. This is a new comic. I'm not new. It's an old comic, but it's been recently discovered to be worth $1.2 million. And this isn't a Marvel comic. It isn't a DC comic. It's kind of a blend of the two. So this is a comic book that on the cover of it is the New Teen Titans number 6, which isn't, you know, it's worth like a couple $100. It's nothing too crazy, you know, but it is a thing. And, you know, it's New Teen Titans number 6. But when you open it up, it's Marvel 2-in-1 number 74.
It's what?
Marvel 2-in-1 number 74. Another book that came out in the same year. So the cover is Teen Titans. The inside is a Fantastic Four comic and a Hulk comic in the second half of it. So this shit is a big fuck up. So
I'm fucking confused right now.
People still don't know how this happened, but some printing mix-up must have happened. They say there's only 3 copies of it made like that. Only 3. Teen Titans number 6 on the outside, Marvel 2-in-1 number 74 on the inside. This shit is worth $1.2 million at a high grade. If it's less grade, it's worth fucking $700,000.
But there's only 3 of them, you said.
Yeah, but you might have it. If you're an old comic collector, not you, obviously, but, you know, if you're an old comic collector or you own a comic book store, glance through your Teen Titans comics. Teen Titans number 6, because they only found one. And they said there's at least 3 in printing for sure. That comic is worth a gang of fucking money, and you never know who has it. So just something to keep your eye out for. Check it out on eBay. Watch the biddings, because the biddings could get nastier than 1.2, as a matter of fact, because it's not over yet. But yeah, that's what's happening on eBay right now. Suppose there's 2 more copies like that out there. Someone could just have it.
You know, not even know. That should happen sometimes.
All the time, bro. Yeah. I didn't even know that was such a big thing. But yeah, I was like, that should trip me the fuck out.
Tech is asking what else is free during this time. You know anything else that's free right now?
Yeah, we talked a lot about them last week.
Yeah, like last week, the week before, we talked about some stuff that was free right now. Shit. I can't remember anything right now.
Comixology has got a free trial right now. Shudder, which is a horror podcast, a horror streaming app, is giving 30-day free trial.
Oxygen, like breathing?
The fuck? That's free all the time. shit.
Wait. Fucking Wags has a bad, though. It can't even get free oxygen.
Wait, I got a bad memory. Let me remember real quick.
This is true.
There's other things. HBO. You can stream some of HBO's most famous shows for free right now.
That's true.
Shit, man. What were some of the other things? There's a couple things we talked about last week.
I know. There was a couple things we mentioned. I can't remember right now either.
Okay. You know what? We'll try to do it in the after show. And if nothing else, I'll post it on our Twitter again as a compilation of a lot of free shit you can get.
Did you already do it before?
I have done a couple sporadic things, but I will make one Twitter post that has a lot of free shit on it. I'll do it tonight for sure, right after the podcast. But yeah, for sure, Comixology, Shudder, the horror streaming service, and what was the last thing I just said? HBO Now. They're giving you free shit to watch, including The Wire, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. So yeah, there's your free shit. AJ?
So another news. Mario Lego. So we talked about this a while back, or a couple weeks ago, rather. that there's going to be this new Lego set based off Mario. You can have this little Mario figure that has this little built-in LCD screen or LED screen, and then you can fucking move them around this thing you build, and little pieces will activate certain things and all that. Well, all that stuff is going to be up for pre-order. I think it's already up for pre-order, and it's actual these sets. There's certain sets that are coming out. There's three sets to start out with. There's the Mario Starter Course, which is going to be like $60. There's the Piranha Plant Power Slide Expansion Set for $30. And there's also the Bowser's Castle Boss Battle Expansion Set for $100. And these all come out on August 1st.
All right, August 1st.
Okay. August 1st. But if you pre-order, and if you pre-order early, there's a bonus set you can get. It's the Super Mushroom and Monty Mole expansion set. And this is what it looks like here. And it has a mushroom, which I'm not sure if that mushroom comes with any other sets or not. And you also get the mole dude, the little multi-mole guy who was like the annoying fucker in Super Mario World.
Oh, fuck that mole. Oh my God, I hate those fuckers.
And a pow block.
I used to love it when I throw things across the ground and kill like three of them with one thing.
I always thought it was the weirdest thing to eat them. With Yoshi? Yeah.
They were not a problem for Yoshi. He just fucking swallows them.
But the fact that he was eating a mammal was just so awkward to me growing up. I was like, fuck, this dude just ate a freaking mole, man.
Yoshi don't give a damn.
Like, I can understand eating a Goomba, even a turtle, but a freaking mole, man. I don't know. It just kind of
threw you off a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of did. So like I said, you can get this expansion set only through pre-order. I don't think this is going to be sold separately at all. If you pre-order one of those sets, I was just mentioning. All
right. Okay. One other piece of news I want to give real quick. There is a new TV show called Superman and Lois coming out. And this is a big deal because DC is not allowed to do, or they have not been allowed to do Batman or Superman TV shows. If you notice, there's a lot of famously bad spinoffs that were allowed, like, the Birds of Prey TV show or, things like that. But actually, and they're allowed to make cameos, but they haven't had TV shows in a while. But ever since everyone liked the one that appears, the Superman that appears in Supergirl, and I'll tell you the actor's name, Tyler Hoechlin, ever since he's donned the Superman outfit, everyone loves him. And they greenlit him a TV show, akin to the old one called Lois and Clark, which was the last Superman TV show to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a new one coming out. It's called Superman and Lois. Definitely sounds like Lois and Clark, so it's got to be a reference to that. And it's going to be a drama. Going to have superhero, going to have action shit, going to have saving the day, but it's mainly going to be focused on the drama between Clark Kent and Lois Lane.
Wasn't it how the original Lois and Clark was?
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like it's definitely modeling itself after.
Because for the longest, even Smallville, I didn't know either of those are Superman.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't want you to know. Like, I mean, yeah. They're like, you know if you pay attention, but if you don't really look or look
actually, Lois and Clark, I kind of knew, though, because like
he would wear the outfit.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I would see the outfit, yeah. But Smallville, I never knew.
Yeah, no, dude, a lot of people didn't know. Like, I remember I had to tell people when the season premiere came out, like, no, that's Superman, that's Superboy, like, that type of shit. Because it was hard to tell, But, that is coming out. It's being done. They've already cast Lana Lang. It's going to be done by the person who did the Flash show. Hopefully they've learned something from the Flash show, which is good, but it's kind of shitty sometimes. So hopefully they learned something from it. That's something new that's coming out that I think it's really interesting. I think it might be okay.
Gotham is canceled now.
Good. That show's fucking whack, bro. I hate that show. I hate a Batman show that doesn't have Batman in it. What the fuck, bro?
So Taichi says Batman TV is fair game now.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's probably the next step. You're right, Taichi, is like after that. If this Superman show hits, they'll make a Batman show. And that would be good for DC. There's never been a Batman TV show besides Adam West and the animated one. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a live action one. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Huh. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, there hasn't been, huh?
I don't think so. I can't remember any. Because I think they put that rule shortly after that. No Batman shows.
After
no
Adam West, no more Batman shows.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, there's something kind of interesting I thought was cool. You got anything else?
I got one more.
You do one more, and I'll do one more.
Actually, I don't even know too much about this one, but it's the Cookie Mama one you told me too.
Oh yeah, do it.
Which I heard about it a little bit, and I wasn't sure it was the same thing you were saying, but it is.
We'll back each other up a little bit. Right.
But Cookie Mama was the Cookstar game, which is a new game, was out on the Nintendo eStore and all that, but then it got pulled off, and everyone was like, "Why?"
After like 2 days, by the way, it was out for like 2 days or a day.
Yeah, something short.
And mind you guys, people have been waiting for new Cooking Mama for a fucking long time. I don't even play it, but people have been fucking talking shit about Cooking Mama for I almost say a decade. like, where's more? Where's more Cooking Mama, you know? But yeah, go on.
There's been a few other cooking games that have come out lately that have scratched that itch for people.
Yeah.
But anyways, it got taken off and people didn't understand why. And now they're saying the only way you can get it is as a physical copy, I believe. But supposedly the reason why it might have been pulled off a Nintendo store was because they were mining Bitcoin off of the game. So if you were playing the game, you might have been helping the company that owns Cooking Mama right now mine some Bitcoin. So that could be the reason. There's another reason too, supposedly. Also, the company was like, they were contacted about that scenario. And they're like, no. They could just be denying
just
it.
No.
The other reason was because supposedly the creators were like having an argument over something and all that. So somehow that came out with the conclusion of taking it off the store. I don't know. But I just thought that it was interesting that Bitcoin is kind of back at it again with people using it get other people to do their mining.
Dude, I've been getting a gang of money on Bitcoin the past 2 weeks since we've been on quarantine. Like, when we first went on quarantine...
Has the Bitcoin rate been going up?
Well, I don't know what's up, but yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Dude, when we went on quarantine, it dropped. And I was like, oh, fuck, I just lost a gang of money. And then ever since that, it's fucking growing and growing and growing. And I'm like, how the fuck is this possible? This doesn't add up to me. Like, maybe it's because of Cooking Mama.
Sometimes it'd be like that. And well, if you're mining Bitcoin, technically mining Bitcoins meaning you're making the Bitcoins. And so that would just be kind of...
devaluing?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that must not be it.
So it's not because of that, but anyways.
All right.
I don't know.
Other...
But Cooking Mama, new game, right?
New game. So one quick thing I want to mention. So Taika Waititi had an interview earlier this week about Thor and all things Thor, both Ragnarok and Love and Thunder. You know, he talked about how he basically let his actors reboot their characters in Thor Ragnarok. Like, you know, just play your character however you want, is what he told them. And they were like, we don't have to, like, remember the continuity from the previous movies. Like, well, you, like, remember the continuity, but if you want your character to be different, just fucking do it. And that's how we got Thor as badass as we did in Ragnarok, you know? Huh. Like, Chris Hemsworth was allowed to have fun with him, you know?
Yeah.
He kind of made some jokes about his power, jokes about the things he does. And to me, it made it more believable and more likable for Thor. Anyway, some things that he mentioned in this interview about Thor Love and Thunder. People asked him what new characters will be showing up. One thing he says, people asked specifically about Beta Ray Bill. Because everyone wants fucking Beta Ray Bill, the alien with Thor's powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? I don't know. Because James Gunn wants him, and I want him, and I have not been given a green light to use him yet. So I'm not going to say he's going to show up in the movie. So that should shut everyone the fuck up about Beta Ray Bill. We don't know. He doesn't even know if Beta Ray Bill is going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
He did say the Guardians of the Galaxy will make an appearance. Not the whole team, but some of them will make an appearance. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago, but he confirmed it himself.
Right. Nice.
Also, he... confirmed a villain called the Space Sharks, or some of you, if you're Marvel fans, might know them as the Star Sharks. It's an alien race of alien sharks with technology and shit. And they're kind of over the top and ridiculous. Thor has fought them off in the past, but they also have a big connection towards the alien race called the Brood. And the Brood are villains of the X-Men. They're a main villain of the X-Men. They're an alien race that specifically comes to Earth to eat mutants and shit. And so everyone's wondering, is this the first X-Men tie-in? For anyone who's questionable about what the Space Sharks are or Star Sharks are, they first appeared in Uncanny X-Men number 162 as an alien race used by the Brood to kind of conquer and take over. So people are starting to wonder now, does that mean this is the first reference to mutants and X-Men? Or this is the first X-Men villain showing up in here? But yeah, he was really cool. And he mentioned it real quick. He didn't really talk about it too much. Makes people even more suspicious, like, oh shit, maybe there's going to see some X-Men shit in this, you know? I don't think we'll see any X-Men in Thor Love and Thunder, but I do feel like they might start giving us some head nods and some references to them, which could be cool. I'm ready for it.
So... I watched Iron Man 3 the other day, and no one liked Iron Man. I like it, though, Iron Man 3. Because everyone, knows this character that's supposed to be in there, and that didn't happen. I feel like that's the only reason why people were upset over it.
You know,
I was watching it again, I don't know why people hate this shit so much.
I think the other reason people don't like it is because they made it into one of those action movies from the 90s, where it's like, there's a kid for... The kid's there kind of for a reason... But kind of the movie could work without
really.
Him.
Yeah, it could work.
It could work without him.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason people don't like Iron Man 3. Like, they kind of pushed that in there, and then the Christmas vibe and everything. Like, not that that wasn't good. It's just that, like, why? Why was all this done with Iron Man? Like, why didn't you just fucking make an Iron Man movie? Like, when you added all these things for no reason. And then also, the double fake Mandarin and double wrong Mandarin. Yeah, you're right. That really pissed people off.
Yeah.
Like, because, like...
I get that, but, like, I have no connection to the Mandarin. I don't know anything about him. Mm. So, like, that part of the movie did not affect me at all.
I think Pepper Potts.
Okay, that was kind
of... Where those fucking powers, like... Even in the movie, it felt a little weird, but I was like, okay, I can deal with it. But when I found out, like, because after the movie, because I don't know a gang about Iron Man, right? So after I saw that movie, I went and looked it up, like, what kind of superpowers does Pepper Potts have? Nothing. She's never once had any super fucking powers.
She doesn't have those powers. They were just kind of given to her, which...
You see what I'm saying? Like, can you start to see why, like, with a combination of things, I think that's why people don't like it.
I don't know anything about the Marvel Universe. I never knew Pepper Potts did or didn't have powers. So that part, again, didn't affect me. Something that happens, like, oh, shit, just happened. And then it got taken away. I was like, okay, she's good now.
There's also the fact that she defeated the villain and Iron Man didn't really get to defeat the villain as Iron Man. He called a bunch of Iron Man clones. Like, all these things add to not what comic book movie fans want to see. Like,
okay, fine.
Throwing a kid in there, made a Christmas movie. Made it fucking, like...
It wasn't really a Christmas movie. Like, Christmas was mentioned. It could take place during Christmas, but it wasn't brought up as, oh my God, we gotta get home for Christmas. Like, well, none of that.
No, but people still argue about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? Like, because it takes place during Christmas. So, like, I feel like that stigma, a kid for no reason, Pepper Potts saving the day, not Iron Man. Iron Man not really armoring up at the end.
Anyways, the whole reason I brought it up and why I watch it and everything, well, not why I watched it, but the one thing I heard about it, because you're mentioning mutants right now.
Yeah.
While they were talking, the whole Killian dude, he was working on that extremist project, right? He's the guy that made the people explode and all that. And his whole thing was like, he's like, I discovered there's a part in your brain, it's empty right now, but there's these possibilities for human evolution. That's all he said. It's something to that, right? And that's what he fucks with, to have this whole extremist project, people can explode and all that shit, right?
Holy shit.
But what if that thing
is... the X gene. Oh, shit!
What if that comes back later on as a reason why we get mutants later on?
AJ, you could be right. Oh, I could see that.
So Iron Man 3 is important. Go watch it.
You know what?
You heard it here first.
They love to make old movies that people didn't like important. Thor 2. Endgame. Now Thor 2 is important, right? With the mom and all that shit. Yeah. And, dude, you could be right, actually. That's a good point. On top of that, I was going to point out, I think I mentioned it before, Rocket Raccoon said something in Endgame. Ever since the snap, that first snap that Thanos did, Earth has become ground zero for a wild amount of cosmic energies that the universe has never seen before.
Yeah.
Could that not... maybe activate that empty part of the brain?
Yeah, that could be too, yeah.
And I was like, dude, it's happening on Earth only. Like, you know what I mean? Earth True. Had the snap. Like, it's probably going to be Earth.
It happened in two places.
Earth and then whatever and fucking...
the garden or whatever, yeah.
Dude, there you go. Maybe some fucking mutants here and, like, because of that, maybe they've been quiet for 5 years.
You know what, too? Oh, shit. Because the other thing in Iron Man 3, I feel like there's, like, a lot of little things in Iron Man, like, in Iron Man 3, like, as I was watching it, I would, like, hear little things like, oh, wow, that's a good connection to this that happens later on. Oh, that's another good connection to this that happens later on. Like, there's a lot of little things that were mentioned in there that kind of played some little part later on in some other movie. But the whole thing, what I was going to say right now is one way that he figured out, like, who the villain was and all that was after that one dude exploded and hurt Happy and all that.
Yeah.
He started looking out for, okay, look for signatures that reach this degree. And, like, filtered all this out, and he's like, okay, these are areas where people have exploded in this way. Let's go research these areas and all that. So that might have some type of connection to the whole signature thing with Thanos the Snap and all that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what the connection is right now, but I feel like that could be a play apart in some way.
I see what you're saying, dude. Okay, so, man, I feel like you should make a video about connections from Iron Man. Because a lot of people don't like Iron Man 3. Maybe you should make a video, bro, telling people the 5 things that are important to the MCU from Iron Man 3 that people missed or something. You mm-hmm. know? That's pretty cool, actually. Because you're making me want to watch it again, and I really didn't fucking like that movie. And I only watched it because you told me to watch it, and I was like, I still don't think it's as bad as a lot of people say. Some people really fucking hate that movie.
Yeah, some people are really upset with it. Yeah, I'm not upset with it at all. I don't think it's one of the best ones, but... I think it's good.
I'm a little upset with it, but I definitely would not put it as the bottom 3 movies. I feel like there's worse movies than Iron Man 3. So I agree with you. I'll give you that. I think you could be right.
I'm trying to figure out what else did I see. Oh, yeah. In the very beginning, he's talking about the past, how he met, you know, the two scientists and all that. The dude from the first Iron Man movie was there, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, right. I never noticed that until right now when I watched it again this the other night. I was like, what the fuck? He's here, too?
They connected it all as much as they could.
I forget what else I noticed in the movie, but people should watch it again. Just saying.
Watch it again. That's AJ's recommendation. Yeah. All right, AJ, well, what you got planned for the rest of your Unfocus week coming up?
High Score Girls, second season just dropped today.
Done. All right, so I'm going to be watching that too. Go on.
Finished this model. So it's another Power Ranger model.
Falcon Zord!
And I put one piece of it together, which is the Falcon Zord. And my whole thing was to not paint it, just to see how it looks normally. They give you stickers. What I've been doing with all my other Zords is not placing stickers, but painting them. This is something that Wags in chat can appreciate what I've been doing lately.
I was saying he's missing the black marks on the wings.
Yeah, because it's all stickers. So what I've been doing instead is painting those. But I was going to go ahead and just do all the stickers, do everything as the instructions say. But after looking at him, he looks very pale because all his grayness and all here were supposed to be like metal and all that. This looks like a pale gray. Even his gold is like kind of a pale gold. And I'm like, I just want to paint him now just to make him look more shinier and shit.
To make his gold look real and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, fuck, should I just go ahead and paint it then?
You should. So, that shit looks dope. I mean, it will look dope if you paint it.
Yeah, so I think I might go ahead and just paint it. So that's going to be my thing, is to do this next one. Since we can't do shit, I'm doing all these models and shit that I've been have laying around forever, just doing them. I have my last project is going to be, I've been holding this off forever because I had it for like 3 years, maybe more. I think it's been 3 years. The Technodrome, as in Lego form.
Oh, you showed it to me before.
That shit's fucking huge.
You're going to build it?
I might have to.
I
got nothing else to do right now. So I might go ahead and build that maybe next week, maybe the week after. I don't know. But my next thing is definitely just to finish this model. The usual Soul Calibur. Lately, so playing Soul Calibur, I've been like, I took a break for Tom for a bit, right? And I focused on Mina for a while. I focused on Shang Hua for a couple of weeks. And I've been coming back to Tom now. And my new thing was, after taking that break, is to start soul charging more. Because that's the one thing I never really did, is soul charge. So as I've been playing, I've been trying to tell myself, soul charge, soul charge. So if you guys who've been playing me have noticed lately, I've been trying to soul charge more often.
Hey, you know what? It's dope because you're adding new challenges for me. But there's moves I didn't even know you had during soul charge that have been fucking me up. So like, that's good. That's a good move.
Yeah, so I've been that's what I've been doing. And as far as fighting games going, is just soul charging more with Soul Calibur when I can. Probably actually hit up that tournament next week, Wednesday Night Fights.
Yeah.
Because we happened to miss it last week.
Yeah,
last night.
I really wanted to do it last night, and I missed the registration. But next week I'll be ready. Maybe we can both enter it from two different rooms, and we can just talk in between.
We'll see how we can do that.
Because they've been doing it on PC, so...
Yeah, and then maybe if I can get the GameCube working, maybe do some Golden Sun.
Yeah, dude, you should. Dude, you should definitely play Golden Sun. It's been more than 10 years.
And I heard my comic book store might be delivering comics, so I might actually go call them up.
I heard mine, too. I got to hit them up.
And go ahead and see if I can get my stats, because I'm pretty sure I should have at least two or three comics waiting for me over there, so see if I can.
Dude, I think I have like a stack of eight waiting for me. I need to fucking at least buy half of those. Like, shit, that's a good point.
So I might do that.
All right.
So that's kind of what I got planned, I guess.
For me, I'm gonna crack into this Batman Beyond, because now I got the whole fucking series. Love Batman Beyond. Always reminded me of a better version of that Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, Unlimited Spider-Man cartoon. She was whack. More X-Men reading, finishing this Batman Mirror Black Mirror comic. I've been playing Undertale still, so I'm gonna keep playing Undertale. The game is a little hard, not impossible, but definitely hard. Not killing being the focus of an RPG is definitely different. It's definitely hard, you know. Otherwise, Smash Brothers. I want to play more Smash Bros. I've been having a lot of fun with that, like learning new characters. And then I've been playing a lot of Soul, just like AJ. I should be focusing more on soul charging because I keep forgetting about that, but I've been just trying to get my game really tight.
You soul charge more than I ever did, though.
That's true. But I still feel like I should do it more because sometimes I'll die with two...
I've never soul charged.
that's true, yeah. You should do it more for sure. But like sometimes I'll die with two soul charges on my fucking shit. Not all the time, but every now and then. And I'm like, nah, that's not okay. I got to fucking use my shit if I have it. Like,
yeah.
Main thing I'm trying to do is get creative with my tight game. Because, you know, there's only so many safe, guaranteed moves. But if you get creative with that, I feel like you get fucking victories. So I've been trying to do that more.
Oh, I came across a video the other day that I might start picking up Shanghua again. But there's a Shanghua channel that I came across. And on that channel, this person has a lot of how to punish every single character, but like in its own video. So how to punish Mitsurugi, how to punish Tagi, how to punish Talum.
That's pretty cool.
But all this Shanghua. So that's oh shit, should I like fucking study all this shit now and get it back into Shanghua?
Honestly, that if you want to be pro with your character, that's the end game. You should know the response to every major move from every major character.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get there too. I want to get there because I know how to, because when I fight you guys, I look for that character sometimes. Or when I fight someone online that really fucks me up, like Amy, now I look, okay, how can Taki beat Amy?
Yeah.
And like now I'm fucking obsessed, you know? And I got it. And like same thing when I fight you guys, how can Taki beat Mitsurugi? How can Taki beat Talum? So I look into those things, you know? And then now, like eventually I realize my range is expanding and I almost know how to do it with most characters, you know?
Yeah.
Like the goal is to have every character that's major, like you gotta know how to counter them. Like.
Yeah, that is end game. Like once you like learn everything else, once you learn about yourself, then you gotta learn about everyone else.
Right, right.
I feel like that's how you gotta take it. At least that's one way to take it.
Nah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, but that being said, you guys, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm Focused, episode 256. We'll see you next week.
That's right. Oh, by the way, so next week was supposed to be the week we start doing Wednesdays.
Oh, shit.
Should we do that?
It's up to you. I'm down if you are.
The only reason why I say no right now is because Wednesday night fight starts earlier because it's online.
It starts at 6, and we wouldn't even be able to start till like 9 or something if we get far enough. Okay, you know what? Let's leave it Thursdays for now.
Okay.
Maybe when the quarantine ends.
And then switch it up to Wednesday like we're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking like maybe we should just do it, start it now while we can. To get used to it.
think about it, and we'll decide. Think about it.
All right.
But yeah, we'll be back with the after show in a little bit. Thank you guys for watching and Focus.
Yeah, all right. You heard our thoughts here. You heard it here first.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over! Don't forget to subscribe!